Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Love and Relationships Podcast, a hotline style show where people call in with questions about love, sex, dating, singleness, and marriage, and mental and emotional health. I'm Deborah Falada, and I'm so glad you're tuning into these candid, unscripted conversations where I answer your questions in short, bite-sized, practical answers. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a licensed professional counselor, relationship expert, and author of 6 books. I also run the popular relationship advice blog, truelovedates.com, reaching millions of people with the message that healthy people make healthy relationships. If you have a question that you want me to answer on the show, send it by voice memo to Deborah@truelovedates.com or submit it on my podcast page, truelovedates.com/love-and-relationships, and I'll do my best to get it answered on one of the episodes. So let's get started. I don't know if you've heard, but it is singles summer. Over the past few weeks, we have been celebrating and encouraging Christian singles with all kinds of singles events, mixers, devotionals, groups, and so much more. I truly believe that if we want to make a dent in the divorce rate, we have to start by getting our singles healthy and in healthy relationships. In honor of Singles Summer, we're going to be diving into the Singles Summer podcast series, where I'll be sharing some of our favorite episodes about singleness, dating, and relationships. Be sure to share these episodes with all the Christian singles you know. If you're single and you want to get connected with what we're doing for singles, check out truelovedates.com/singlessummer. Now let's take some time to listen in to some of our favorite episodes for singles. Today's question comes from Mary from Los Angeles, who says, I have a pattern of dating unhealthy guys. How do I recognize the type of guy I should date from the type of guy I shouldn't date? Mary, Mary, Mary. Just say no to bad dates, Mary, and anyone else listening to this episode who feels like they can relate to this as well. Here's the thing. Bad relationships are everywhere, you know? Imagine how simple it would be if we could just see bad relationships before we even got to know somebody and could avoid them altogether. But sometimes that's easier said than done. And sometimes we miss the warning signs, or worse yet, we ignore the warning signs. Like maybe we see them, but we don't take them too seriously. So no matter who you are or how desperate you're feeling or how long you've been single or how badly you've been looking for a date, let's do ourselves a favor and say no to bad dates. I'm going to talk to you about 10 guys that you should avoid like the plague. 10 guys you should never date. And if you start seeing these qualities in them, you know, just back it up and move forward with somebody new, with somebody different. First of all, let's talk about Mr. Not That Into You. You know, I don't know about what it is about this guy, but let me warn you, he's addicting. And a lot of people find themselves drawn to Mr. Not That Into You. There's just something about the unknown, the mystery, you know, does he like me? Does he not like me? That keeps you guessing and keeps you coming back for more. It's almost like a game sometimes to see if you can get him to like you. You can recognize these kind of guys because they know how to talk the talk, but their actions never seem to follow suit. You know, they talk the talk, but there's no actions to back it up. But the biggest problem with this kind of guy is that he will use you for as long as you'll stick around in this awkward, ambiguous, friendlationship type of thing that isn't even a real relationship because he's not that into you. Do yourself a favor and date someone who likes you as much as you like them. Don't stick around for these type of bad dates. Don't make excuses for these type of guys that aren't taking interest and aren't taking initiative because you'll find yourself down a one-way street. What about Mr. On Again, Off Again? You know, this guy will do anything to keep you on his roller coaster ride of up and down emotions. You know, one moment you're the one for him, the next moment he's confused and confined and noncommittal. What you need to know about this guy is that this isn't a phase, you know, somebody who's on again, off again, on again, off again, on again, off again, and can't make up their mind about you is a glimpse of what you're probably going to deal with for the rest of your life. And that on again, off again, up and down relationship is going to be impossible to navigate. It's time to get off that roller coaster and never get back on it because Mr. On Again, Off Again is not for you. What about Mr. Out of Sight, Out of Mind? You know, we all know someone like this. They're so sweet and charming and flirtatious and basically everything you want them to be when they're around you and when you're around them. But the second you're not around, they're being that same sweet and charming and flirtatious guy with the next girl, you know? Don't stick around for someone who's not treating you in an exclusive way, someone who is sharing their heart and their emotions and their affection with other people. Because for him, it's not about commitment, it's about what's happening in the moment. And that's definitely not a guy you should trust now or ever. What about Mr. I'm keeping my options open? You know, we all know someone like that too. Someone who says they're interested. They might even tell you that they feel like they're in love, but then why can't he let go of his past? You know, why do you find yourself so worried about who he's interacting with and how he's interacting with them? And is he talking to his ex-girlfriend who he can't seem to break off that interaction with? You know, somebody who's keeping their options open with other women or having a hard time setting proper boundaries with the opposite sex is somebody that you do not want to be with, because with the right guy, there are no other options, you know? There are just relationships. People aren't options that they keep around just in case. They're focused on the healthy relationship in the present. And healthy relationships can only develop and progress when the focus is on one person, not when someone's keeping their options open or dating around or unable to cut off relationships from their past. What about Mr. Let's Get Physical? We've probably known somebody, or maybe you yourself have been in a relationship with somebody whose focus is on getting physical. The thing that makes me crazy about Mr. Physical is that he's so obvious yet so charming at the same time. He makes you think he's really into you, and all the while his primary focus is on what he can get from you. But even with his obvious advances and fixation on the physical, you find yourself making excuses and giving more and more of yourself to this guy until it's too late and you're too close and it's not what you thought it would be. Recognize this guy quick. And once you do, make a quick break, because you don't want to get stuck in a relationship that's fixated on the physical, because healthy relationships are built on so much more than this. Healthy relationships are so much deeper than this. If you're struggling with the physical in a relationship right now, check out the podcast episode from season one about how far is too far. Or also the one about dealing with your sex drive while single. I think those two will really help you and give you some perspective in this topic. What about Mr. Sort of Spiritual? Here's another guy that you should avoid, because this is the nice guy that most girls would fall for. He lets you choose everything because he wants to make you happy, even when it comes to your spiritual life. It's like, yeah, we'll go to your church, sure. You know, we'll read the Bible if you want to, sure. Yeah, we can have good morals. We can say the right thing. But deep down, he's only sort of spiritual. You know, he's doing it for you. It's not actually his own thing. He might have hints of God in his life, you know, hints of spirituality, or so you tell yourself. but he's not defined by Christ. He's not defined by his relationship with Jesus. Don't just settle for a God-fearing man. Look for a Jesus-loving man, because spiritual intimacy and spiritual compatibility is such an important part of your relationship. What about Mr. I don't want to grow up? This guy will make you feel more like his mom than his girl. He'll have you taking care of him, doing his laundry, like whatever, before you even know it hit you. And you'll like doing it because it will make you feel important and it will make you feel special that you get to take care of him. But what you don't realize is that a relationship with a guy like this is sure to be one-sided, and you're going to be the one doing everything for him while he hangs out, plays his video games, and doesn't feel like growing up, you know? You need a guy that's able to put down those insignificant things and show responsibility. Someone who's able to pay his own bills, someone who's able to do his own laundry, someone who's able to take care of himself so that you can take care of each other and that it's not a one-way thing, you know? You need to be looking for those traits of maturity in somebody. It doesn't matter how hot they are, how good-looking they are. You don't want to end up in a relationship where you're acting like the mother instead of the partner, you know? You deserve a partner, not somebody who needs to be parented. How about Mr. All About Me? This is another guy you should avoid. He may or may not be the kind of guy who's obsessed with his looks, but one thing is for sure, he's obsessed with himself, you know? You know those guys that have all the answers and they just want to date someone who's just going to nod their head and smile because everything's all about them and they just need an audience? Healthy relationships are not built on that type of dynamic. If you're with someone who doesn't care what you want or even doesn't care about who you are, they're not asking you questions, they're not asking for your choices and your preferences, they're just doing what works for them, choosing what works for them, and everything else gets trumped by what they want. Their opinion trumps your opinion, their desires trump your desires. Stay away from this kind of guy and look for a man who's marked by humility and selflessness. Because only that kind of man can love you the way you deserve to be loved and can be trusted with a two-way back and forth give and take relationship. Mr. Track Record. He's one of the final two on our list. You know about Mr. Track Record because you know his history. In fact, he usually has quite a reputation with the ladies. Why did you even convince yourself that things would be different with you? You know, if you're dating somebody that you know has a reputation of being a cheater or being someone who's dishonest or being someone who's not loyal, someone who has a string of broken hearts along the way, what makes you think it's going to be different all of a sudden? You know, if he's left a string of girls before you, what makes you think you're not going to be the next one on that line? Come to terms with the reality that you can't change someone for love. No matter how much you love them, no matter how amazing they are, no matter how amazing you are, they're not going to change for you. They've got to change for themselves. And until they do, you need to stay far away from this guy and look for somebody who you can love for who they are, not for who you hope them to be. The last guy on our list is Mr. White Lies. Mr. White Lies lies about things big and small, but here's the thing. Without honesty, you don't really have a relationship. I don't care if he's lying about his age, his past, his relationships, his family, the color of his car, whatever it is. A lie is a lie is a lie is a lie. But most importantly, early on in a relationship, it's a big red flag. If you're with somebody, you're getting to know them, and there's just something sketchy about their honesty or where they say they are or who they say they're with, and you feel like they're not being honest with you about something or you catch them in a lie, this is a really important thing to recognize early on in a relationship. You know, someone who is marked by a pattern of dishonesty is not going to change. And little white lies matter. Little white lies matter. Maybe they don't matter in the moment or you make excuses for it. But here's the thing. You cannot maintain a relationship based on facade. You just can't. So move away from this type of relationship fast. And one thing I like to say to the ladies is this: a man who has nothing to hide becomes a safe place in which a woman can hide her heart. So look for that kind of man. And all these other fellas that we talked about today are the ones that you need to avoid like the plague. People are always asking me, where do I find a good counselor? At the Deborah Falada Counselors Network, we want to help you navigate through any difficult season you might be facing. We want to help you find relief from the pain and stress of the present and healing from the wounds of the past in order to find freedom, joy, and peace in the life you're living today. Our team of trained, licensed professional counselors will walk by your side and give you the tools you need to face any personal or relational issue you might be up against today. With an integrative approach, we'll guide you with truths from God's Word paired with the best of modern counseling and psychology to help you get unstuck and live freely. There's no better time for healing than today. Book a session with one of our counselors at deborahfalada.com/counseling and get started on your journey of healing from the inside out. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast and giving me your time today. If you love what we're doing here, leave us a 5-star rating and review and help us get the podcast out to others. If you want to go deeper with getting healthy and making healthy relationships, go check out some of my books, True Love Dates, Choosing Marriage, Love in Every Season, Are You Really Okay, Married Sex, or my newest book, Reset. You can find more information about those as well as hundreds of articles and courses over at my blog, truelovedates.com or deborahfalada.com. I love connecting with you online. So find me on Facebook or Instagram at Deborah Falada and tell me your story. If you have a question for me, reach out to me at truelovedates.com/love-and-relationships and we'll try to get it answered on the show. I'm Deborah Falada and it was so great being together today and I can't wait to be with you again next week. See you later.